Governor signs rural health sustainability legislation. Texas border business. Austin, Governor Abbott delivered remarks at the Texas Organization of Rural and Community Hospitals, TORCH, fall conference in Austin and ceremonially signed House Bill 18 and House Bill 3000 into law to improve healthcare in rural Texas. The hardworking people in rural Texas provide the food, fuel, and fiber that all Texans depend on, said Governor Abbott. It is essential that we do more for rural Texas and rural healthcare. That is why we made one of the largest investments ever for mental health hospitals and facilities to cover the entire panhandle and the Uvalde community. This funding will make Texas more efficient in delivering preventative healthcare. Here today, together through House Bill 18 and House Bill 3000, we are dramatically improving healthcare in rural Texas. Addressing a crowd of over 350 healthcare leaders and rural Texas advocates, Governor Abbott highlighted his recent Rural Healthcare Roundtable with U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., where they discussed rural healthcare initiatives alongside Texas industry stakeholders. The governor emphasized that thanks to recent investments by the Trump administration and the Texas legislature, rural communities across Texas now have more access to support their healthcare needs. Additionally, Governor Abbott thanked the hardworking men and women in the state's rural communities who serve as the backbone of our state's economy. The governor was joined by Senator Charles Perry, Representative Ken King, Representative Gary Van Dever, TORCH Chair Lorenzo Serrano, TORCH Interim CEO Terry Scoggin, and other healthcare leaders. House Bill 18, Van Dever, Perry, known as the Rural Health Stabilization and Innovation Act, provides needed strategic planning and funding to assure sustainability of rural hospitals and clinics. House Bill 3000, King, Perry, establishes the Rural Ambulance Service Grant Program, administered by the Comptroller, to provide financial assistance to qualified ambulance providers in rural counties. First name email.